Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Nova Scotia property values continue to rise, but the double-digit increases seen during the COVID-fueled buying spree are over. Overall, total property assessments in Nova Scotia have topped $200 billion for the first time. Those numbers were released Monday by the independent nonprofit Property Valuation Services Corporation. The PVSC mailed 2026 property assessments to more than 650,000 property accounts on Monday. Overall, residential assessments rose by 8.5% over 2025. That compares to an 11% increase over 2024. In Queens County, residential assessments rose by more than $151 million, or 7% over 2025. That's less of an increase than it was last year, when they rose 9.5%, while the 2024 assessments were 25% higher than the year before. Jeff Cadell is the Director of Valuation Standards for PVSC. He told QCCR on Monday that lower-priced properties such as mobile homes are becoming more attractive. Even so, he said properties near the water are still popular.
We're starting to see a more focused demand for property. We're seeing smaller, more affordable homes increasing at a faster pace from a market perspective than higher value homes. We're also seeing more of those types of homes being constructed as well. In Queens County is no exception. We're seeing a trend towards smaller homes, more moderately priced homes, selling. We're seeing good market growth in those types of properties. Manufactured homes across the province has, the last couple of years we've seen strong market demand for those properties.
Cadell said people are also looking for properties outside urban areas.
We're starting to see value shift outside of the urban cores in the province. So looking in small towns, small municipalities across the province where there's access to amenities, it's these types of areas where we're seeing good, strong market change, and as well as construction to meet the housing needs in those areas.
2026 assessments are based on sales and financial data from 2024 and reflect a market value as of January 1, 2025. Municipalities receive the assessment roll for their region in mid-December. This year's capped assessment program rate is 2.6%, which is based on the Consumer Price Index. That's up from 1.5% last year. About 72% of residential properties qualify for the cap, which limits the amount assessments can increase every year. Municipalities assess property taxes based on the cap amount. Cadell said they received about 9,000 appeals last year, with about 20 to 25% of those having their assessments adjusted.
In many cases, the taxable doesn't change because it's already lower than the market value assessment. So it's just an important consideration. But if property owners have questions, they can certainly give us a call on that.
The deadline to appeal your property assessment is February 12th. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.